The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
We finish up by handing over to the 12 o'clock news, although for once we have the capacity to control when that news happens because the person responsible for reading it is with us, Tina Gates. Tina, good morning.
Hello, how are you?
Now, the reason Tina is here is we spoke the other week about you doing sea swimming and you had mentioned about the difficulties in access because you use a wheelchair, and it occurred to me that it might be an interesting story because it is such a roller coaster ride. You found yourself at a point some years ago where you needed to drop weight for health reasons. Start us at the peak. What was your highest weight when you started that weight loss?
Yeah, well, I suppose you could say I'm your ultimate yo-yo weight loss person because most people talk about yo-yoing between one or two stone. I tend to yo-yo between 10 or 11 stone. So at my peak before, I was 23 stone and I needed a gallbladder operation. So I took it very seriously. I really, really bit the bullet and I tackled it through diet and exercise and willpower and just complete and total determination to beat this, to crack this thing. And I managed to lose 10 stone in a year. And I used that success not just to get myself healthy in terms of the operation, but I had been given this chance of life back to me. So I turned into this incredible adventure person. Now, it sounds a bit big-headed to call myself incredible, but it's the adventures that were incredible, the things that I found myself able to do and the places that I was able to go. And you mentioned Everest. I made it to Everest Base Camp. I mean, I took a chunk off the mountain, but I also got to do a technical climb on Island Peak, which is in the Himalaya and in the same mountain range. It's a couple of days' walk away from Everest Base Camp, but it's higher. And it's literally a snow and ice wall. So, you know, you're there with your crampons and your pickaxe and you're vertically challenging this ice wall. And you get to the top and you're looking at birds flying down below. You're higher than the birds. It's just incredible. And I want to do that again.
But did that within what? Probably a 2-3 year period of having been 23 stone.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And I was healthy for... I'd say probably held it together for about 5 years, and then life came and took a chunk back out of me, and I ended back struggling with my health and putting myself into a position where I was actually 27 stone. So I'm now back down to between 23, 24, and I have to get back down again because I need to have my hip replaced. And at the moment, I'm in a wheelchair. So I've gone from the very top of the world, literally, to finding myself in a wheelchair. Although I hasten to add, the wheelchair to me is freedom, because beforehand, I couldn't walk, I couldn't balance. I mean, I can walk a few spaces or a couple of steps, but it hurts. And my balance gets thrown off and I spasm, so I just fall over. So having a wheelchair means I can come to work full time, back to my, you know, wonderful colleagues here and yourself. And it also means that...
Hang on a minute. Are you separating me out of that category?
No, you're my favourite.
Oh, you.
But it also gets me to the sea. You know, I just absolutely and totally love cold water and getting into water. And I can't manage a beach because I sort of tend to fall over and try to drown myself if I get on a beach, because the wheels don't work on the sand and I don't work on the sand walking. So, but throw me onto a pier, throw me onto a couple of steps or a rock where I can get into deep water, and I'm just, it's my superpower and I become a dolphin. So,
explain to me how you are undaunted by the challenge.
Oh, it's a chance of... It's a chance of life and freedom and happiness. And to me, like, I'm an emotional eater. When things are not going well, when I'm panicking, when I'm stressed, when I'm tired, when I'm bored, when life is against me, food is, it's almost as if I self-medicate, or dare I say it, self-harm in a sense. You know, it's my dark place when I eat. It's my dark place. So putting that aside and thinking about all the wonderful things that I can do with my life, that's what makes me optimistic. And that's what, you know, gives me, I suppose, the confidence to try again. And also my fantastic dad, he lived to 98. And the fact that I'm approaching 60 now, but that means, you know, if you put that, you know, if you're 20 and you're thinking about 60, well, it's kind of all over. But I'm 60 and I'm very optimistically thinking, well, Dad nearly made it to 100. So that gives me 30 or 40 good years left, you know. And I had the best time in my life was when I managed to, you know, get down to 10 stone and managed to tackle all those mountains. And I swam the Liffey, I swam the Lee, I swam from Spike Island back to Cove. I swam 5K swims in lakes. The most beautiful swim in my life was the highest swim in Ireland, which is Loch Cumanata, which is in Carrantool. And it's like having your own infinity pond, your infinity swimming pool up a mountain, because literally it's a quarry lake, and it fills to this lip that falls over the mountain and falls down into Killarney's lakes in the distance. It's just beautiful.
But I'm intrigued by two things. One, how undaunted you are, but second, how absolutely sure you are that you're going to be able to do it again. Because I would have thought that anybody who goes and drops effectively half your total size and then goes back up again would say, well, I had it in me to do that once.
Yeah, if I did it once, I know the way to do it again. It could call the first time research.
Methodology then. Do you, because obviously now the times have changed significantly in terms of treatment for obesity. So there are things like bariatric surgery. There are things like the Ozempics of this world. Are you going to take either or both of those approaches?
I've had a go at Ozempic, and I had a dramatic allergic reaction. So I suffered something which is popularly called as stomach paralysis. So I literally was unable to stop vomiting for 6, 7 or 8 weeks. And I ended up not related, but having a heart attack a couple of weeks later. So that was the first and only and last time that I've tried Ozempic. And it was only the first injection. I just literally had a really, really bad reaction to that. Then my doctor more recently has suggested that we have a go with the other injectable medications. But the problem is they're not licensed yet in this country for what I need it for. So it's not covered on the long term illness scheme. So it was going to work out at around €300 a month. And with the best will in the world, I just can't justify spending that amount of money on it. So that's out. With regards to bariatric surgery, I think it's fantastic for anybody that works for or who wants to go for it. And I think it's, you know, an incredible part of dealing with obesity and dealing with the need for medications in this country. But it's just not for me. Because I really know myself well enough to know that my eating is, it's not an accident. It's something that is part of my, as I said, reaction to conditions and circumstances. I'm an emotional eater and I eat badly. And I would be able to do that even if I had bariatric surgery. I would find a way to cheat. And so the idea of actually physically altering my body to try and get myself out of this mess that I've got myself into, that for me isn't an option.
Is that how you characterise it?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, look, I did this to me. Like, there's loads of things in life that happened, and there's loads of scenarios that help you find or helped me find myself in this position. But I open my mouth. I put food in. I eat badly. You know, if it's takeaways or if it's eating fatty foods, I do that. Now, there's a huge amount of reasons that assist me to go to that place. And, you know, the fact that I comfort eat, that it gives me, maybe it stopped me from doing something else. And I, you know, don't mean sort of dramatically, but, you know, maybe it gave me the comfort to get through something very difficult. You know, I can't really dig down deep into the mental reasons why I go there. But I do know that this is my weakness, that if I'm in a difficult spot, I will go to food. And I can't blame that on, you know, somebody did it to me or a situation created this scenario or there's too many, you know, bad things in processed food. You know, you can come up with a whole list of reasons. But when it comes down to it, I have the power to change this because I am the person who creates this in the first instance. So if I create the problem, that gives me the power to fix the problem. And I truly believe that. So, you know, definitely I will be going and climbing those mountains again. And hopefully you'll be having me back on to tell you about it.
What did you find or what has been your experience in terms of the way people treat you when you were at your smallest versus your largest? Did it differ?
It totally did. And here's a shocker for you. People were nicer to me when I was large than when I was small. But say large and small, is that a nice polite way of putting it? I find people when I'm overweight are so helpful and they're so sympathetic and they're so loving and kind. I never run into, and I have a huge presence on social media and everybody is so supportive. And a friend of mine once said to me, you know, I can't understand whenever you put on weight, people congratulate you. Like, what's that about? You know, but people are kind. However, when I lost weight the last time, I found that people were so, you know, intent on coming up to me and saying, well, why don't you finish it off and get a facelift? Or why don't you have a boob job? Or have you thought about cutting off your loose skin? And I'm looking at them in horror thinking, I'm amazing. I can climb mountains. I can swim lakes. I feel fantastic. And you think I need a boob job?
The final thing I want to know, and I don't know if it's an answerable one, if you're the person involved, is the way that you describe it, where you talk about comfort eating or almost to the point of self-harm in some ways. Mm-hmm. My experience of you as a colleague is universal positivity. You are one of the few people you can be relied upon to say, Tina's always going to be in good form. There's a whole rest of the rest of us may be sulky, but seeing it always, it doesn't sit easily with that, the way that you describe your relationship with food.
Well, I have a very, very lucky superpower, and that is that my default setting is happy. And I have, over 60 years on the planet, grown to understand how amazing that is. It can be very irritating for other people who are living with you, I hasten to add. But I wake up happy. Now, I might destroy that over the course of the next 12 or 24 hours, but I wake up happy. I'm the eternal optimist. And I always think tomorrow is going to be a better day than today. But, you know, sort of a packet of chicken wings might happen along the way.
So have you a target date and have you a target weight?
I have a vague date, but I do have a target weight. I want to get down to between 10 and 13 stone. I mean, ideally, I would love to be back in the 10 stone category, although my fighting weight was 11. I'm only 5 foot nothing. So, I mean, that's actually a lot of weight to be carrying on that frame. But I lifted weights. I lifted 110 kg when I was 11 stone. I'm so strong at that weight. So I'd love to get back down, as I say, somewhere between 10 and 13 and see how that fits on me. But I want to do the bulk of it within a year because I want to get back out there. I want to get my hip. I have actually put a deposit, or I've actually spoken to my friends in the mountaineering associations, and I've kind of loosely put down a plan to go back to Everest Base Camp in 2027. So I have to get cracking.
Well, if with your permission, we would love to have you back as the progress goes on. You will have to forgive me. We're coming up on the 12 o'clock news and the newsreader can be a terrible pain. So we better make sure we hit the timing right. Tina, thank you so much. Tina Gates, and a lot of texts of support and admiration. Tina, you have every right to call yourself incredible, says one good representative of it.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.